Our ministry is very passionate about the integrity and accuracy of God's Word. We're not swayed by the traditions or the dogmas of history that the Christian church many times push on their people. But we endeavor to be workmen of the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15, this is the New King James Version, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. How do we do that? A workman or a worker who does not need to be ashamed doing one thing, rightly dividing the word of truth. We better be great workmen, diligent workmen to rightly divide God's word. So we are definitely interested in what God has to say. And he's placed his word such that we can understand it and appreciate it and rightly divide it. And he teaches in his word keys by which we can unlock the scriptures, such as to whom it's addressed. We know that the word is of no private or one's own interpretation. So we know God's word has to interpret itself right where it's written, or perhaps in the context, or maybe it's been used before and we can get an understanding when it's used again. There's Orientalisms or customs and manners of the Bible, of those lands and times that are unique, that we don't experience those type of things. But they're written in the Word. So if we can know those and understand those, we can get a great insight on God's Word. There's figures of speech in the Bible. Many, many, many wonderful figures of speech. Figures of speech are used to emphasize. And God uses figures of speech to fit his word like a mathematical exactness and a scientific precision. It's pretty fascinating when you look at the figures of speech in God's word. And we recognize that we are body, soul, and when we're born again of God's spirit, we have spirit as well. Threefold being, body, soul, and spirit. So I want to impress upon you that it's the Word of God that makes the difference. And it's the Word of God that does great things. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is what? Quick or alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Quite a word, huh? That's God's Word. And that's why we want to be workmen of the Word, to share that Word. And so in all our fellowships, we share God's Word. We teach the Word that we know and appreciate and understand. But also, we need to recognize and understand, what's the purpose of learning God's Word? Is it just to get a head knowledge? Not necessarily. It's nice to know, but then we know to incorporate. Be not hearers only, but doers of the word, right? God has purposed his word, not only that we can enjoy what it says, but that we can incorporate in our life. We can live it. We can walk in deliverance. We can be more than conquerors. We can triumph in Christ. We are strengthened with Christ in us, the hope of glory. So there's a great lifestyle to live when you know the word and you live it and exercise it. And we're going to have a sharing here by Michael McNair about how he incorporated God's Word in his life. And a number of years or so ago, some tragic events occurred in his life where he had to take a stand on the Word big time. And I'm going to let Christy introduce him and share a few things before he comes up here and shares his life and testimony.
Thanks, Bob. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited. You guys excited, Michael? Are we excited? You can't be crying as I come up here and start to talk. Come on. Right? Well, my name is Christy Tipton, and I have the pleasure today to introduce Michael McNair. But before I do that, I want to share with you who I am and who I've become in the last year and a half. First and most importantly, I am a child of God. I am mom of two beautiful girls. I am a daughter to my mom, who's here today. Hi, Mom. I am a sister to three older brothers. Hi, Jeffy. I'm a girlfriend, and I'm a best friend. Michael and I have been together for 5 years, and a year and a half ago, we got some pretty devastating news. It was July 17th, 2021, and I was scheduled to fly to Tennessee to my sister-in-law's memorial. She had passed away 2 weeks before from brain cancer. But instead, I was sitting in the ER with my love. It was around midnight. The doctors told us his MRI found a tumor in Michael's brain. My heart sank. Tears started pouring down my face, and I couldn't hold myself together. I kept asking God, why? Why? He was scheduled 4 days later for brain surgery to determine if it was cancerous. It was. He was released from the hospital a few days later, and I brought him home. That night, he suffered a horrible seizure. And that's when I realized who I was now and who God needed me to be. I was his caregiver. I was his researcher as I spent many months digging up the best treatment to fight cancer. I was his advocate with the doctors, asking questions and demanding answers because he couldn't. I was his voice as I communicated with his children, family, and friends. That was a big task because we all know he's got a lot of friends. I was his secretary, his driver, his chef, his personal massage therapist, and even his barber. But more importantly, I was his helpmate. There were many days I felt alone, fearful, and discouraged. It was so hard to sit with him during his seizures, seeing him struggle with walking, talking, and even reading. It was difficult to see the strong, athletic man I fell in love with suffer. At this time, the wise Barney Barnhart reached out to me and said two very important words that changed everything for me, but God. This is when I turned my focus from why and stopped asking questions, but thanking God for the struggles. That's a hard one for me, as you can imagine. I decided to trust God no matter what the doctor said and how the circumstance looked. I put all my faith in God and walked hand in hand with him. Things started to change. The tumor was shrinking. Mike's tough days were getting better. He was getting stronger. It didn't happen overnight like I had hoped. But slowly things were looking better. God was working and healing him and teaching me to be patient and trust him. I was witnessing God's promises. As I stand here today, I will tell you I've prayed about this very moment many times, that Michael would stand before you all victorious and share his testimony of healing. So with that being said, I want to introduce my partner, my teammate, my love, Michael McNair.
I think so.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, how do you follow that, huh? It was hard to compose.
Black, you're off.
It was hard to compose myself. I'm cool. I got it. Appreciate you. But it was hard to compose myself. And I'm not a choir, but it was just... I'll just give me a moment.
Crying is healing, man. It is.
And I haven't cried the whole time. So, thank you. Now, if you'd have bought me something like this, it'd be perfect. thank you for being patient with me. So, well, now you guys know, but I'd just like to start by saying thank you to you all who are praying for me. Thank you guys in the name of Jesus Christ, because I'm pretty sure you probably didn't even know what was happening. Man. Oh. Maybe I should have had the other microphone. So, I'm pretty sure you guys didn't even know or had a clue what you guys are praying for me for, but you did. You did it anyway. And that's a perfect example of what the one body does. Exactly. So, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about in chapter 12, if you guys want to turn there. Says in chapter 12, verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13 says, for by one Spirit, oh, are we all baptized into one body? Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made, all made to drink from one Spirit. First of all, just want to say thank you, God. And thank you all as well, again, for walking in the Spirit of God within you and doing what He told you to do. Because I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
I'm getting healed just by hearing you, man.
Yeah. The love of God is here. I mean, I I figured I was going to cry on a song, but I didn't figure I was going to be standing up here the first time standing here, and I'm like, but so I want to thank a few people and thank you guys again for walking in the Spirit within you guys and doing exactly what God told you to do, which is pray for Michael McNair. And I want to give a special thanks to Christy Tim. Oh, shoot. My mama's listening to this. I'm sorry, Mama. I know you're probably crying too. But I just want to give a special thanks to Christy Tipton for all that you've done for me and all the ways that you've shown me your love, your care and concern every step of the way. I appreciate you to no end. I can't thank you enough for your belief in me. From day one. So, thank you. I love you from the depths of my heart. Thank you to my children. Maya, Mia, my bubba guy, Michael Jr. And them just being loving. And my son, he never budged. He just was looking at me like, I know you're going to make it, Dad. Never did he quiver. And that's my son. You know what I mean? I knew it was my son. I'm like, I mean, he was his strength. Just, all right, Dad, what are we going to do? You know, that was his attitude. And I really appreciate, Bubba, your love, your care, your concern, and your belief. And my Maya, Mia, Michael, Titus, Michael, I'm thankful for you guys of being wonderful children and loving me. And saying how thankful you guys are that I'm your father. And that's what you want as a parent. You know? Because all you want, you're just like, because I didn't go certain places to go play basketball because of my kids. I mean, out of the country. You know, because I love my babies, and I just, if I couldn't take them with me, then I wasn't going. But thank you, son, for being a wonderful son and loving me, okay? Because you're a wonderful man. To my mother and extended family, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. My cousin Rich, he's back there. What a support and help you've been, man. And brother, you stepped in at the right time, and thank you for always encouraging me, man. Always saying great things about me. Always looking with vision and just speaking into my life. And I appreciate that, brother. I love you. Lana Tipton. I know. Thank you for opening your doors to me and you didn't even know me. I love you. Jeff. Thank you as well for your energy, your positivity, and your love as well. I love you. Bonnie, you know I love you, woman. Now, Tom Woods. I just want to say thank you, sir. Thank you for your peaceful affect. Thank you for making me laugh and picking me up as we drove to my appointments. Thank you for our meals that we had together. Thank you, sir. I love you. Jim and Jerry, even though you're not here, I know you're listening. Thank you for your wisdom, your gentleness, your kindness, your peaceful encouragement, and your example of believing. I love you. Bob and Jeannie, for your love and support. Always praying for me and loving me through things that, you know, I've been through. And you guys just love me the same. So I thank you. Jeffrey and Alta, thank you guys for answering the bell when called on, for coming to pick me up and give me rides. I love you guys. Kathy Roth, thank you for always being that sweet, gentle grandmother. Excuse me, man. You're awesome. I love our hugs. I love our kisses. We've been doing it for years, so thank you for your warm love. All right? Okay. Might be composed enough to teach you something. So, and last but not least, Barney, I know you're listening, and Vicki Barnhart. I could go on for hours, for hours and hours of talking about you guys, but I'll keep it short. Thank you for loving me like your own son all these years, every step of the way. You guys have shown me how to love in action. In action. Not just words, in action. Doing. And that's what God wants us to do, is love people like that. And how to not give up on anyone. So thank you, Oklahoma. You guys have some wonderful people out there. And these two, no better example. And thank you, Vicki, for telling me that don't ever give up on anyone. Even though they might not be doing what you want them to do or behaving the way you want them to behave, don't give up on anyone. Thank you, guys, and I love you, guys. I know you're listening to me. All right. So now, guys, I'm going to tell you about faith. So, Jeff, are you almost ready? Are you ready? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen, right? Hebrews 11:1. I had my son memorize it. Because he used to have a lot of scriptures memorized as a young man. And now it's good. So, you have to have faith in healing. You have to have faith that through that Holy Spirit that we have inside of us has the ability that God says that it has. Otherwise, why would we have faith? Right? And I had to have a lot of faith, but I'll tell you why. So now, guys, take a look at my journey. Can you bring up the first slide? That's me. Hi. Hi, Doe. So this is one of my, I cannot emphasize enough how this verse that I'm going to read to you is one of my favorite verses about strength. And it's from Isaiah 41:10. You can turn there, or you can write it down, or whatever you want to do. Or I can just read it to you. So God says, now you've been diagnosed with brain cancer, Mike. And your mind starts to go, oh, okay. But I was ruthless. And I was ruthless with my doctor. Sorry. And so God says in 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let that sink in for a little bit. And you have to have faith that that's true. Right? Because faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Right? So I have to have faith that what God's word says is true. That I can really do it. So, that is great. This is a great example of having faith, because I would have faith in order to believe. I would have to believe and walk out on it, right? Because it's cool coming here, great, 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 and we go out there, the world. It's a little tough sometimes to renew your mind. It's a little tough sometimes to stand firm. It's a little tough sometimes to recognize it, what you're supposed to do. So I received the word by faith. Al did a teaching the other day or other week about receiving, retaining, releasing, right? So I had to believe. In order to believe, I had to walk out on it. So I received the word by faith, then I retained the word by faith. So I would have something to give, right? So I have to retain the information, meditate on it, whatever I got to do to get it in my mind, in my brain cells, so when something happens, because it's going to happen. I have to get it in my mind so that I have to pull from that. Not Mike's words in my mind, God's word, because that sort of the spirit, right? We all know that. That's the only one that strikes back. Everything else is defensive. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My belt of truth. My shield of faith. Because he's throwing darts all day long. And we got to keep fighting and then turn around on him. Resist by pushing back. And so you retain the word so you can have something to give back. Because you just can't keep feeding the word to yourself, feeding the word, and then don't give it to anybody. Otherwise, you're just selfish. Because God wants you to receive everything he's given you, but he also wants you to give it back to other people. So give it back. And where you release it is out of your mouth. Speak it, speak it, speak it. Every day. It's a battle every single day. The devil hates you. He's trying to destroy your life at every second. And if you think it's just, oh, God wanted to take them. No, God didn't want to take people. So we got to release out of your mouth at the appropriate time when needed. When you're having a mental attack or when you're having mental pressure. Because that's what he likes to do. So when that mental attack comes, you got to speak it out of your mouth. Nope, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Nope, I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Nope, I see you're already coming. Get away. I see you coming around the corner. Nuh-uh. Not me today. Better go bother somebody else because I'm about to fight you. Right? That's the attitude that we have to have. You know, we got to have that attitude. Because he's coming at us with everything he got. And we know his tricks. But then he'll switch it up too. So then we got to get sharper by that. Stand his word. That's the only way. No other way. Because it's God and the devil. And everything else in between, just confusion, distractions. Trust me, I know. I've lived it. I chose to do it because I was mad. That's why God says, don't let the sun go down upon your anger because it gives the devil a foothold. And he had a big foothold on me for a while. But then he brought me back. Now I'm standing right here. So, slide 2, please. I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will heal you. Isn't that great? Slide 3. Now I'm about to get loose. That is a handsome young man. Jeez. 7/17/21. That's the day I went to the hospital. And my symptoms were really bad headaches. I could not really stand up. I tried to put on my shoes and slid down the bed to the floor. And Barney watched me and said, I was not looking good. So he walked past the room and then he said, you're not looking good. You all right? I'm like, yeah, I am. And he was like, no, you don't look too good. I'm about to take you to urgent care. And I just start laughing. So I was like, what is wrong with me? I can't even put my shoes on. And I was laughing. I'm like, so he took me to urgent care. Spent 2 hours there. Absolutely nothing done for me, but gave me an allergy shot. And sent me home. I was like, so I come out walking. Christy's standing there. What do they do? I'm like, because by this time, I mean, I'm like woozy. And I'm like, they gave me an allergy shot. She was like, what? An allergy shot? What? And she goes back in there and was like, why y'all let him? I mean, whatever she said, I don't know. But I wish I'd have been in there. You know? So I'm like, oh, man. So then she came out. We went to Grossmont Hospital. And, they did this whole little thing in my brain. He looks happy, doesn't he? So, slide 4, please. So, MRI day, right? Christy took this picture of me, of the whole thing, because don't this thing look evil? Right? The devil trying to take over my brain. He's like, yeah, I'm close. Right? So it looked like he was trying to take over my brain. Right? It looked like he was ready to kill, steal, and destroy my life and my joy. But Jesus said, I have come to give life and give it more abundantly. Or to the full. It takes faith to believe that, especially when you see your head like that. You're like, what the? Right? So I want you guys to pay attention to here. And you'll see why later. It's going to come up again, but, you know. So, you know, because we walk by faith and not by sight, right? So, my five senses seeing that, we're like, hurry up and do surgery right now, right? But I just heard it, seen it, okay. Number five, sir. Count it all joy. This is after I was diagnosed.
Can't stop now. Can't stop now. Can't stop now.
People,
you gotta remember. Down here, I'm good. Life will get bad. It's gonna be bad. No matter the weather, it will not stop.
Count it up. That's why you count it all good. In the midst of the moments like now. Because this is what a battle is at. Nothing is always good. It's right now. And what you going to do? Who are you? Do you really believe it, or do you just say, I don't believe it? And you go to church every Sunday. And you think that it's what it is. Or are you really fighting it right now? The devil's not going to stop. And if you can't fail that, then I don't know what you're looking for. So what else are you here for? This is what we're here for. This is the battle right now. That's why you count it all joy.
I wasn't trying to be cool. I was trying to be real.
A double shot of that.
And that's pretty cool, huh? Right at the onset, was like, mm-mm. You ain't getting me? No, sorry, no. Now, it wasn't as easy as it looks, right? But I welcome every step of the way. Never complained. Never complained. And I was proud of myself for that, but I knew. So, I was resisting the devil even at this point. And that word resist means to push back. To push back on him. And push back against the devil. So, and giving some encouragement, obviously, to everyone else. Right? So, slide six, sir. That's me napping. God energy. Yeah. Okay, so is this six? Yeah. All right, so God told me when this began, and he told me three things. Actually four, but I'll get to that one because it was later on. But first of all, I was walking back from the store, and I was walking back to Barney and Vicky's house. And my phone just died in that moment. It was like sunset time. And he said, Mike, sit down. So I was sit down on a... All right. And my phone died, so I couldn't take any pictures, couldn't video anything. And he showed me the most amazing sunset. And he told me it was just for me. Now, I mean, it was the most beautiful sunset I have ever seen in my life. And, I mean, I can't even describe it to you. That's how beautiful it was. And I was like, so, towards the end of it, This is a cloud, my hand, right? And something came out of the cloud, and it looked like a swan, right? He came out like this, turned his head, and it's a cloud, right? So I'm like, I must be tripping, right? So I'm like, so he turned out his head, turned and looked at me. And then, but he was like peeking around a cloud like this. And he came out like that, and he went back. I was like, whoa. I must be tripping. So I went to Barney and Vicky's house, and I was telling them, like, hey, I couldn't even describe it. They're all, you know, oh, yeah. Barney, oh, yeah. He said it was just for you, huh? I said, yeah. Y'all know how phlegmatic Barney is. He'll really get excited about too much. But he'll get excited at some points. And, you know, but most times you miss the peaceful. Ah, it's good, Mike. Do you not know what I just seen? No? Okay. And I couldn't. So I just found this out about 2 weeks ago. Do you know what a swan represents? Nobody? Anybody? No. It means, represents grace. I did not know that. I was like, it gave me chills in my body when that person told me. And I was like, wow. Wow. Okay, God, you had it all covered. So, he told me, like I said, three things, actually four. And first thing he said was, Mike, slow down. I was like, okay. Number two, he said, rest in me. So, Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I was like, okay, I can do that. Other thing he said, recover. So once I knew that, then I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's go, God, whatever you want me to do. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, which is weaknesses. The chastisement of our peace. And that word chastisement means discipline. So, our chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And that's Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Now, do you think it took faith in healing? For me? Absolutely. I had to believe that God says what he says and that he really cares and all the things that he cares about for us. And I had to really believe that healing was really available for me. But the thing is I was peaceful through the whole transition I was peaceful. I know my doctor thought I was crazy because I would rebuke whatever she said out of her mouth. I'm like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. She was like, the hell I want this dude. I'm serious. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And you think it took faith to do that. I had to really believe in what God said and know who I am and whose I am. Because it wasn't easy, but I made it look easy. I mean, there would be times that my doctor would come in and be like, Mike, are you lying to us? I'm like, what? She sent Christy out the room. She's like, well, let's talk. I was like, what? She was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. You okay? She'd be like, no. I said, what, am I supposed to be feeling a certain way right now? Or am I supposed to be hurting or limping or something? And she was like, I mean, you could tell me. I said, listen, if I was feeling that way, you would be the first to know. She's like looking at me like, something wrong with this guy.
I saw a swan, man.
Right, right. Did you ever see a swan? No? Okay. So, and then a little while later, God said this. Look only to me. And that was huge. So I don't know if you guys were, you know, read Jan's book. She talks about in one of her books that you see the problem, you don't focus on the problem. You can go, look at the problem, walk away, talk to God. And then once he gives you your answer, then go back to the problem. Not problem, problem, problem. I mean, you focus on that because where your focus goes, your energy flows. Right? So, slide 7. Sexy. Because of the tumors, I was having seizures all the time. So the doctors wanted to see what was causing them. So for 5 days, I was in the hospital. And they wanted to study my brain and its reactions to the seizures. Because, you know, wait a minute, big important part. So they wanted to study my brain and its reactions to seizures by inducing seizures. Yeah, they wanted to see, okay, let's see what his brain is. So what, we're going to make her have a seizure. Yeah, it took away all my meds. So, you know, I was in the hospital, like I said, for 5 days. And, you know, because I couldn't walk at different times, I would lose my balance. Normal activities were a challenge to me. My memory faded a little bit. I couldn't remember certain things and I'd like to say I have a good memory. Before that, you know, I could barely speak at times. I'd mumble, and Chris would be like, "What?" I'm like, "Never mind." So I had put on 60 pounds. And I know some of you saw me. I was almost 300 pounds. Stomach out like this. I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm like, I ain't never seen my stomach like this before. put on 60 pounds due to the medication. Had some very bad cramps in my legs and my hands, and had swollen feet at times, and discoloration of my feet, and nausea. Feeling sick at times. They suspended my driver's license, so I couldn't drive. Balance was off. I had to start giving myself testosterone shots and got some stretch marks. Shall I keep going? Slide 8. That's a good looking note.
Oh. Hey, Jew?
Day two down. You know what I mean?
How many to
but
go?
This is what it's about.
How many to go?
This is what it's about. Right now, in the flame, in the fire, right now. What are you going to do? How are you going to praise them? Right? Or are you just going to wait till the victory comes? But we already got the victory. I'm fighting from a position of victory, not getting to a victory. So, matter of fact, just get excited. Get excited about your life.
Are you excited?
Oh, I'm excited.
All right. Good job, honey.
I mean, they, slide 8, please. Okay. Well, you know, I was walking out of there and I said, I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I wore my shirt, said, I am healed. And she got me. And I was like, walking in there and they went on, and just, you are healed? Yeah, I'm healed. You are too, if you want. But I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And that was the only thing that got me through it, is that I knew that, and I knew what God had told me. So I'm like, cool. So get excited about your life today. Say to yourself every single day, I am unstoppable today. I don't know about yesterday. I don't know about tomorrow. But today, I'm unstoppable. Because it's... like Jesus Christ said in Philippians, or Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is true or it's not. So what are you going to do between these 2 ears? Because that's what a battle is. So are you going to let the devil continue to come in and just say whatever you want to say and just have free roam in your brain? Or you want to control your brain, renew your mind? Renew your mind to what the Word says, not what Mike says, not what Christy says, but what the Word says. Not what my mama say. If she ain't speaking the Word, I'm not listening. And that's no disrespect to my mother or anybody else. It's just... no other way is that, because I even got it on my license plate, N-O-W-M-I-N, that's my license plate. Now why? Because there's no other way to live this life. Period. And we're here as spiritual beings. So if we're here as spiritual, you got God up here, like I said before, devil down here. He just... running in between the gaps if we let them in our minds. Glenn, how are you doing, sir? There you go. And it's real. It's realer than what you see, what you touch, what you taste, what you feel, what you hear. Because that's what's behind the scenes. And you got to see where the motivation is coming from. Who sent you? You sent me? No. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go ahead and get away from me. So, slide 8. Slide 9. Sorry. I had to get really blood draws. And I can't stand needles. And to monitor my levels while, you know, treatment was going on, that was for 40 days straight. But I was still excited, you know? 10, please. Last day of chemo. You see my smile? She's like, smile, for real. I'm like, no. And gave me a certificate of completion, a graduation certificate is what they call it. I'm like, oh, I graduated. Okay, damn, thanks. Praise God. It was next step on my way out of there. So Eleven, please. Ring the bell, Dave.
Today's your graduation. It's for a good cause. The bell can ring and receive your
turn it up.
Ooh. Hey, you know what? I just want to say, everybody, keep your head up. Keep pushing. Keep pressing forward. Because it's going to get better. It's going to get easier. What you need to say to yourself every single day, I can, I will, I must. And press forward. All right?
Don't get discouraged. Am I leaving?
Yes, sir. No,
let me
get a body.
Go celebrate, okay?
That was my mask. Beautiful. They put it on, fit it to my face, and, you know, oh, I couldn't move. But it only lasts like 15 minutes. But you smell things. I smell things that you didn't smell. Like, it was crazy because I... First time I did it, I was like, hey, man, they brought me out of it. And I was like, hey, man, you smell that? It was like, no, that's your thing in your brain or whatever. I'm like, for real? I was like, wow. But the cool thing about this whole little situation is because, you know, I would go in there every day. And God was like, I was like, all right, God, what do you want me to do? Pray for that person right there. Pray for that person right there. I said, okay. Hey, can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Oh, yeah, please, please, please. I'm like, all right. So they all come over, and I grab their hands, and what's your name? Okay, what's your name? I might not remember it, though. So I would pray for them, pray for everybody that was in there while I'm waiting for my treatment. And then... You know, I'm praying, and they, oh, my God, thank you so much, man. I was like, of course. Every time I'm here, you see me and you need prayer or you want prayer, ask me. But I probably asked you before if you want prayer again. So I prayed, you know, every time I went there, every time. Mike, you going to pray today? Yep. Come on, let's go over here. You know, because they're like, you put it in perspective. Because I was not in pain like some of these people. I mean, this lady had something out here in her, or from her body. Like, I was like, whoa. That's why I never complained. I mean, you don't. God says, do all things without complaining and murmuring. So I just went in there with the attitude of, okay, I'll just pray for you. And be praying, and you know, and they really appreciated it. But so slide 12. So this is my doctor, Dr. Schulte, and you know. She said, so I mean, like I said, like every time she would say something to me about something added on, I'm like, no, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd be looking at her right in her eyes. She'd be like, all right. She thought it was like, she never smiled. And so let me show you the most important part of this. So this is my brain last year. Right there, right? See that white space right there? Right? That's it, right? Now this right here was this year. Matter of fact, Tuesday. So I went for an MRI on Tuesday night. Bob called me and we prayed about it. Right? So if you look up here, it's not as white as that one last year. It's gray. And it's kind of going down and a little chip in there. So that means that it's stable. And it shrank a little bit. But look at Demon. Look at the demon there. He's like, oh, no, because you look how big that is, and you see how big his mouth is. What kind of demon is that? I'm just kidding, guys. Laugh. Jeez. So now it's gotten smaller. He's like, oh, no. He's coming for me. So, yes. So now when I see her, she didn't smile before. Now she's all smiles. Hey, Mike. Give me some of that Jesus Christ you got.
Yeah, sure.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, man. So she's like, she used to look at me like I was crazy, though. I don't know if she, because we'd be sitting kind of close, and I'd be right there and be like, yeah, well, we saying a lot. Shulty, I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. So like I said, she is, now she just sees me and smiles. I believe you. I believe you want to know. Not until you ask me, though. I won't say nothing. All right. So in closing, I want you to remember. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith without works is dead, though. So we have to step out on it. In every situation, you have to use what you have. How can God give you more if you're not using what you have already? And He gave us His Spirit and all the different 9 manifestations to use. So, you must receive the Word. You must retain the Word. So you can have something to release out of your mouth. Because people don't know. We just look like normal people. So let your light shine. And you must release it out of your mouth because God is going to give you more. He's going to show you things. And He's going to tell you things about somebody that you never even met before. And then they're going to be like, the hell are you, a prophet? No, nigga. You can't. So, release it out of your mouth as much as you can, as much as you can remember, as much as you can meditate on, because people out there hurting and don't know who they are and want to know. That's why you see all those celebrities killing themselves, because they don't know who they are. They think they're, you know, Michael McNair, the movie star. So, release it out of your mouth because you have what the Word of God says you have. You are what the Word of God says you are. You can do what the Word of God says you can do. And lastly, you will be what the Word of God says you will be. Amen.
Well,
yep, I got right? you. I got you, big fella. I already knew you was coming. Father God, we just thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you for your word, God, because without it, we don't know where we'd be in this life. Probably dead already. But we have you, Father God, and we have your Spirit within us. The same power it took to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, that's the same power that lives in us. So you told us to imitate, and we just need to learn how to imitate Christ more and put that word on in our minds and in our hearts each and every day, every second, because you say pray without ceasing. So without ceasing, it's all day long. Everything that we do, we should be talking to you first. So I just thank you, Father God, for all that you do and have done and will continue to do in our lives. Pray for all of our children, our extended family, that you keep your care and keeping over them as well. And if they don't know, help them to stand or find someone to help them stand on their own two feet on your word, Father. Because you are a great, big, wonderful God that's so concerned about your children and that you love us. You will never drop us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You hold us tenderly in the palms of your hands, and you think about us more than the grains of sand. That is phenomenal. I don't know how you do it, but you do. So we love you, and we thank you and that you considered us way before we could ever consider you. So we thank you, and we love you, and thank you for this wonderful family of Christ. Being together and enjoying one another and allowing our hearts to have your word sink into it so that we can give ourselves an opportunity to take action on it. So help us where we are short to believe more. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Michael.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to...